And just like that, it's time for me to wrap up tonight's airing of The Business Hour. It's been a pleasure being in your company. A big thank you quickly to our amazing guests for their insights. Herman Durant, associate in the Dispute Resolution Department at PH Attorneys, weighed in on the importance of time bar clauses and why you need to be quite cognizant of them when entering into a contract. Refilwe Tsotetsi, she's a donor relations practitioner at the South African National Blood Service, weighed in on the importance of donating blood. That was just a public service announcement at the halfway mark of the show. And then Casey Dalport, she is an economist at Anchor Capital, delved into those latest GDP figures. Remember to pay a visit to the business section of the ofm.co.za website if you are interested in any of tonight's sit-downs. That's where you can find the podcasts as well as the accompanying articles. Now, normally how we close out a show is we have a business lesson, but I thought to take a little piece of my conversation with Herman Durant. He was weighing in on the construction mafia, but his answer was quite an interesting one, and I think extended way beyond the construction industry. A lot has been said, Herman, in the media space regarding the construction mafia. Can anything be done legislatively to prevent such instances from taking place? What is your advice to prospective contractors on this?
I think there's a lot of discussion in the media at the moment around this issue and around the construction mafia. And from my personal perspective and my practice, it's just become very clear to me that we as South Africans, and I include myself in this, often forget that there are already measures in place, already laws in place. And if there is, for example, the allegation of construction mafia, that would form part of organized crime. And South Africa has extensive legislation on dealing with organized crime. And we have specialist police units that are trained to be able to handle this. That is unfortunately something that, for myself, I know I don't always use the way that I should. It's a very simple example is potholes. We know we complain about potholes every day. Yeah. And I do it personally as well, but I can probably count on my one hand the number of instances where I've actually reported a pothole to the appropriate authorities. Before we go into the discussion about changing laws, it's essential to make sure that you, in your personal capacity, when you've become aware of something like this, or when you've come across it, report it to the police. Because the police are the actual authority that should be investigating this and that should be taking the measures necessary to protect you. If you've exhausted those remedies, if you've tried everything that you can in terms of that and you still haven't succeeded, then we can talk about approaching the courts and getting an interdict. And there's a whole process then that one can follow. But I say this with great sensitivity. As South Africans, I know myself, I like complaining when something is wrong, but I don't always immediately follow through on doing it in the appropriate channel. I'll vent on social media if that's what it wants, if that's what I feel like doing. But going through the appropriate channel, I think that is something that South Africans should make sure that we have always, before we vent elsewhere, make use of that channel. As a responsible South African, I think that's something that we should all question ourselves on. Have I done my duty in reporting this in the correct forum? And if that has failed, then we can have a different discussion. But I think to a great extent, myself included, we have failed in our obligations as South Africans to make use of those forums in certain instances.
Something interesting to chew on, huh? Thank you so much, Herman Durant. He is from PH Attorneys. Tyrell Baisley is taking over on The Sound of Your Life for the next few minutes. From me, Lebogeng, you must stay safe and be kind to everyone around you. I'll catch you tomorrow at 6 p.m. sharp on The Business Hour.